With an increase in space science and research over the last few years, it makes sense that energy consumption will also increase for these industries. So hence the need and demand for longer-lasting batteries. The ultra-long-lasting batteries are a new type of technology that's currently in development, and Australia is playing the leading role in its creation. To tell us a bit more about these batteries and how they work, we're joined by Professor Dongke Zhang from the University of Western Australia. Thanks for joining me on the show this morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit more about these ultra-long-lasting batteries. They're being created for space and defence applications. How do they work?
Okay, the type of battery we are talking about today is called a beta voltaic battery. It works in very differently from the conventional battery that we use in our household, like a flash torch, etc. Certainly, it's very different from lithium-ion battery. These batteries that most people are aware of works on the principle of electrochemistry. However, the battery we are talking about, the scientific name is called a radiative battery or a beta voltaic battery. It actually works similar in the way as solar panels, PV panels on our roof. How solar panel works, it receives light as the radiation source from the sun and works through a semiconductor. Parts of the silicon crystals will receive photon as the energy source and making electrons to jump in the semiconductor. And if you collect the moving electrons, you have a closed circuit. Now, beta voltaic battery works in similar principle. Instead of using light, it uses beta radiation as the energy source to make the semiconductor to generate free electrons. And if we collect that free electrons, we have a closed circuit. Now, the advantage of such battery, because we can find a number of isotopes in the nature, for example, we know hydrogen has three isotopes. The normal hydrogen in our water only has one proton. The heavier hydrogen has one proton and one neutron. And a very heavy hydrogen called a tritium, it has actually one proton and two neutrons. So this very heavy hydrogen in water, actually you can harvest that from seawater and put into the battery. This isotope will decay slowly. For very heavy hydrogen or hydrogen 3, it has a half-life of about 12 years. So you would imagine you can make a battery that lasts for 12 years. Now, this technology is not really new. The principle was discovered in the 1970s, and the battery had been developed. In fact, a lot of your listeners and you and myself are using them in our household if we have a smoke alarm in our house. So such long-lasting battery is very good for sensors. You want to install and power the sensors for very, very long time. And of course, for spacecraft, being high up, it need energy source to function. And there's no way to replace the battery every now and then to a spacecraft. So it's ideal to have long-lasting batteries. Now, the most recent development of this radiative battery or beta voltaic batteries has moved in forward because of two developments. One is the radiation source, we have found that scientists, not me, Russia scientists actually only 4 or 5 years ago, found nickel isotope, nickel-33, has a half-life of nearly 100 years. So we can use metal isotope, nickel isotope, replace the heavy water in such a battery, so that we would expect a battery to last 50 years or so. So that is one development. The other development is due to the nanotechnology. We can make the semiconductor more effective in collecting the radiation and transfer the energy from the radiation to make the electrons to move. So that's the second development in the last 5 years or so. So in the very current initiative led by Australian company in South Australia called Force Energy and joined by University of Western Australia, my team, and University of South Australia and Adelaide University, we are developing a leading battery technology along those lines. The primary targeted application, in addition to spacecraft, we also look at medical applications like pacemakers, other medical devices to be embedded in patients' bodies, as well as remote sensors for ocean, you know, exploration, deep ocean, you know, exploration, Antarctic exploration, where you need power source of longevity.
So you're listening to On the Record, and I'm joined by Professor Dongke Zhang from UWA. We're discussing the new ultra-long-lasting batteries for space and defence applications. Now, like you were saying, Australia is very much leading this development. Quite a few different universities around the country are involved. How far through the creation are you and this wide team? Is there a prototype ready, or is it still very much in the development phase?
It's in the late stage of development phase. We certainly have demonstrated in various laboratories, Adelaide University, Western Australia, and Force Energy in South Australia. We recently received a federal government funding under the Cooperative Research Centre scheme, called a CRCP, to develop a working prototype to be demonstrated at an environment simulating practical applications.
It's exciting to hear as well. You were saying before that further down the line, it could be used if in medical sciences as well with pacemakers. Do you think that this technology eventually would become more accessible for the general public, like in their own home?
Oh, absolutely. I believe within a few years, we're pretty confident we will see this in the market.
That'll be really exciting to have batteries lasting for a decade in your own home. I'm sure that would...
For several decades.
Several decades, that would be amazing. Yep. And I'm sure it would be turn the tide a bit when it comes to energy consumption across Australia.
Certainly.
Now, you were saying before that part of this research is that they're being created for space science and research. But what about defence? How will they be used for defence applications?
In sensors, for example, remote operations, in difficult situations where you don't want, you know, human intervention or human intervention of devices that are not possible, then having long-serving batteries as a power source to keep sensors alive, active, that is very important.
And now
it could be in modern, you know, drones, in missiles, satellites, monitoring systems, communication systems. So very, very wide range.
And it's great that these batteries are being able to use in such a wide field of applications. It's always interesting to me being able to see research which starts off maybe more so leaning towards like this space and defence, but being able to go across a broad spectre of industries. Now, another exciting part of this research is that it was awarded a $2.4 million grant to help with the development. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
With this grant, we're going to turn the laboratory-based prototype into a product that will be subject to a wide range of tests in terms of battery performance and longevity of the materials other than the radiation source, which will be a metal isotope. And the other part of the research and development involved in this grant is to manage the heat, like any power sources during the energy conversion. Inevitably, some waste heat will be generated, and the heat obviously it need to be managed. If the device is too hot, it performance start to deteriorate, and we need to manage the heat, allow the battery to perform under constant temperature conditions for optimal performance. So in fact, my team is involved in the heat management and engineering design.
And I can imagine if the battery is to last a couple decades, that would rack up quite a bit of heat over time.
Correct. The critical engineering challenge is to provide a good heat transfer mechanism to the core of the battery. So that overheating under extreme conditions is avoided, and to allow the battery to stay active and perform optimum conditions.
So this morning we've been talking all about these exciting new ultra long-lasting batteries that are in development. But just to end off, what's the next step for this project?
Well, the first step is to develop the prototype, the products, and will be subject to vigorous tests. And we are in very close collaboration with Australian Space Agency. And we hope towards the end of the current project, some of our products will be tested in satellite.
Fantastic. Well, we'll definitely have to get you back on the show further down the line and have an update on how the ultra long-lasting batteries are doing. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
That was Professor Dongke Zhang from the University of Western Australia sharing with us about the exciting ultra long-lasting batteries that are currently in development to help meet the complex demand of longer-lasting energy needed for space and defence applications.